Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. St. Peter's joins this week with the multitudes in the Christian community to observe Holy Week, the time leading up to our Savior's death and then his victory over the grave and sin on Easter Sunday. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to traveling, however briefly, through the week's events with you as we share Christ's word through scripture and song. We begin with the events of the day we call Palm Sunday, with the noisy, jubilant crowds welcoming Jesus as he enters Jerusalem. Their shouts of Hosanna, literally, save us now, proclaiming him to be the Son of David, prompted them to spread branches and cloaks on the road. We quickly make a transition to the more somber events of the week with a musical setting of My Song is Love Unknown.
From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!
Love to the love, let shine that may might love.
On Thursday, we recount the final meal of the Passover in which Jesus participates with his disciples. Significantly, he assumes the role of servant, washing their feet, but then gives an even greater gift by giving to them and to us his body and blood as he institutes the Lord's Supper. We reflect on these events in a musical setting of When You Woke That Thursday Morning.
From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover? He said, Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, The teacher says, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me. And they were very sorrowful, and began to say to him, one after another, Is it I, Lord? He answered, He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. Judas, who would betray him, answered, Is it I, Rabbi? He said to him, You have said so. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
When you walk that Thursday morning, save your teacher, faithful friend. Thoughts of self and safety scorning, knowing how the day would end. Love of God foretold for ages, now at last the hour had come, when but one could pay sin's wages.
The arrest, trial, and crucifixion of Jesus follow quickly from Thursday evening, for the Jewish leaders had to avoid becoming ceremonially unclean before the Sabbath, which began at sundown on Friday. But God's plan for our salvation included the workings of sinners to thwart it, to actually accomplish it. We reflect on the crucifixion of Jesus with the spiritual, Were you there? Remembering that his death was not the end of God's plan.
From the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the Place of a Skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but rather, 'This man said, I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning as we begin the observance of Holy Week. St. Peter Lutheran Church offers many opportunities throughout the coming week to worship. The Palm Sunday service is at 9 o'clock this morning. The Maundy Thursday service begins at 6:30 p.m. The Good Friday Tenebrae service begins at 6:30 p.m. and Holy Saturday evening prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. And finally, the glorious Easter service on April 9th to celebrate Christ's resurrection will begin at 7 a.m. and will be followed with a pancake breakfast. For more information on any of these services or any other questions you may have, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church is located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. All children, no matter the age, are most certainly welcome at any and all worship services. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. May God's love always be with you.